At 6:06, it is clear, 77 degrees in Tulsa, an excessive heat warning posted for us today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The unemployment rate in the Tulsa metro takes an unexpected increase last month. The Oklahoma Employment Security Commission's John Carpenter reviews the stats.
We saw the unemployment rise by 0.4 percentage point to 5.3% for the month. Now, although this is up compared to April, it is 1.3 percentage points less than it was in May 2011.
He says the rate was also up in Oklahoma City and Lawton. He does not, however, feel this is the beginning of a economic reversal. State officials in Oklahoma have done little to comply with the new federal health care law. Instead, they're gambling that a key provision will be struck down later this morning by the U.S. Supreme Court. The move is calculated, albeit risky, for Oklahoma's GOP leaders, who say this November's election could also lead to the reversal of President Obama's signature law. Well, the heat wave continues in Tulsa, and water usage here is soaring.
More gallons were used Monday than on any one day in June last summer. Bob Bledsoe with the City of Tulsa.
Monday we pumped 164 million gallons, which is a lot higher than we normally pump in June. I think the previous June high was 151 million gallons a day.
Bledsoe says the city is not at the point yet where you're asked to voluntarily curb water for non-essential purposes, but that level could be reached if the summer has extended extreme heat periods like last year. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The pilots union will vote on a new contract offer from American Airlines. Earlier, the pilots had declined to vote. Now, the mechanics union rejected the offer, and a judge could rule as early as tomorrow on whether the bankrupt airline can scrap the agreement as part of its bankruptcy reorganization. American employs about 6,000 workers here in Tulsa. Well, now that the general election ballot is set, the Democrat in the 1st Congressional District comes out swinging. Political newcomer John Olson feels Republican nominee Jim Bridenstine is too far to the right for most people.
He's a Tea Party guy, down to the last detail, and when you hear him speak and you hear his ideas, they do put a lot of things that Americans hold dear in jeopardy, and by and large, he leaves a lot of people out of the equation.
He expects to pick up a lot of Congressman John Sullivan supporters in the general election. Now, Bridenstine beat Sullivan for the GOP nomination in Tuesday's primary. Independent Greg Allen will also be on the ballot in November. A warning about meningitis from one who should know.
For former dancer Lindsay Gray, losing her legs to meningitis motivates her to encourage others to get vaccinated.
There's a vaccine out there that can prevent all this from happening, and I just want to keep other families from, and other children from, suffering the way that my family has.
Gray spoke yesterday to the Tulsa Area Immunization Coalition, which is helping to promote free meningitis immunizations for qualified individuals this afternoon from 4 to 7. You can visit our website for a list of locations. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A man and wife from Bixby are arrested after authorities find nearly 60 marijuana plants and their two children alone inside the house. James and Jennifer Carlisle were arrested at their home near 115th and South Mingo yesterday. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning and an ozone alert for today. It'll be sunny and hot today, a high of 104. Tonight, clear, down to 75 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more heat with a high of 103. Saturday, a high of 101. Sunday, less heat and a high of 99. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning right now. Morning sunshine and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.